Fluxus Opera Lab is a new groundbreaking program for artists that aims to shift the culture of opera making in Australia. They're looking for the next generation of creators, writers and composers of all genres, with an interest in exploring operatic form. No opera experience is required. What? Opera Lab will give you access, mentorship, collaboration, development and time to generate a new Australian repertoire. An open space for diverse storytellers and those who have previously felt othered by opera. Fluxus Opera Lab submissions close on 10th of February 2026. But joining us now, because they're still open, is program director, opera star and ARIA Award nominated cabaret performer, Ali McGregor. Hey Ali, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you so much.
No opera experience required? Is this true? How is this possible?
Yeah, it is. It is. We've worked with a lot of artists who have not necessarily worked in opera, but they are writers or composers of other genres. One of the first operas we created, Lorelei, with Victorian Opera, we put Julian Langdon, who's a composer and had operatic experience, together with Casey Bonetto and Gillian Cosgrove, two musical comedy writers.
Yeah.
And, you know, the work they came up with together was extraordinary because they, you know, Casey and Jill had experience writing melodies and tunes, and then Julian kind of, you know, collaborated with them to bring that kind of operatic form into play. And, you know, if you're a writer, writing a libretto for an opera is no different, really, from writing a long-form poem or a play or a music theatre piece. Mm. So, you know, we really want to try to draw people who are not really considering opera as a place, you know, for their stories, to maybe just test the waters out a little bit and see, you know, in this sort of safe little space where there's no problem about failure, we welcome it. They can, yeah, try out their ideas and work with experienced professionals who have worked in opera and see if their skills can transfer over.
If you welcome failure, I could conceivably be CEO of this organisation. I've tried to give a bit of an overview of what Fluxus Opera Lab is. Can you tell us a bit more about the program and why it's so important?
Yeah, of course. We started Fluxus as a company to develop new operas, and as I said, we did. We created Lorelei, and we created another piece called The Core, where we worked with Kate Miller-Heidke and Keir Nuttall worked then with a composer, Connor Donetto. We created this piece called The Call for Brisbane Festival. And we really saw that there was an appetite for stories that resonate with us today, because so much of opera is quite old. And, you know, maybe a story about myths or kings and queens from a very long time ago, stuff that doesn't really resonate. Also, a lot of opera stories, the women don't fare too well in opera. And it was just sort of getting a little tired being just sort of telling these stories when, you know, it really feels like we have so many fantastic stories in Australia to share and to talk about. And so we just wanted to create this space where we could welcome people from everywhere to just try the waters out in opera and see if we can't sort of start this conversation about what really opera means to us in Australia now. You know, is it just a museum piece? Which a glorious museum piece, don't get me wrong, or can we, you know, start developing Australian stories? And also the people who get into opera have usually been exposed to opera. You know, they've gone with their parents or, you know, and those people, you know, generally do come from a fairly narrow demographic. So we just wanted to open up the floodgates a little bit because, you know, we often spoke to people and said, oh, come write an opera with us. And they'd be like, oh, I don't see people like me in the opera audience. I don't think it's for me. And so we just wanted to kind of, yeah, open the floodgates a little bit and see if we could welcome everyone to just, yeah, try it out for size, see if it's something they might like.
That's cool. Well, I guess it might sort of mirror your own journey a little bit. Experimentation and exploration has been something that's been part and parcel of your impressive career. What was it? What are the things that you've done that have led you to being the program director there at Fluxus Opera Lab?
So I started my career as an opera singer, and I was with Opera Australia for about 6 years. Started off as a young artist with Simone Young, and I really loved that. I had always really loved jazz when I was younger, and then when there was a change of guards at Opera Australia and I suddenly found myself without any work, I had been frequenting the Spiegel Tent in Melbourne when the opera was at the Arts Centre and the Spiegel Tent was there, which was, you know, just cabaret and burlesque and all sorts of stuff. And I sort of went in there and I ended up chatting to them and I ended up joining a show called La Clique, which was a cabaret show that went to Edinburgh Festival. And I sort of fell down that sequin rabbit hole, if you will, of cabaret and performance that's kind of a little bit more interactive and a little bit more, you know, spontaneous and raw and dirty and all of that. And absolutely love cabaret. Spent 10 years going to Edinburgh Fringe Festival, doing shows all over Adelaide Fringe Festival. Then I was I became artistic director alongside Eddie Perfect of Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which was really stunning, and it gave me this opportunity to really explore that art form. And I realised that cabaret can be kind of anything you want, and there's no reason why opera can't have those elements of kind of interactivity and being really having a conversation with the audience and feeling relevant. So I decided to then sort of bring these two practices together, if you will, and join them together, see if we could make opera that feels relevant and exciting and fun and beautiful to listen to and all of the things that I want theatre to be. And got nominated for an ARIA on the way, but it was for a kids album, and guess who beat me? The Wiggles. So, yeah.
The Wiggles?
The Wiggles. The Wiggles. I know. What do you do?
Well, Murray Cook has been coming into the 2SER studios on a regular basis in the last little while. And if he'd known he'd beaten you, I would have said something to him.
Look, they're allowed it. But if I'm going to lose to anyone, it might as well be the
Wiggles.
But
that's exactly right.
No, that was an exciting experience to be there anyway.
What a journey. You essentially ran away with the circus, Ellie.
I did. I know. And now I'm dipping my toe back into establishment, but bringing the circus with me.
Oh, that's good. And who can apply for this program?
Literally anyone who lives in Australia, Australians living overseas. We have a group of really quite extraordinary mentors. My advisory board is some of the most experienced people in this, you know, in the industry. Lindy Hume, who's been artistic director of almost every international festival in Australia. Composer Ian Grandage and Jack Simons and Deborah Cheatham-Freon, who started Short Black Opera, and Sarah Giles, the director, Alison Croghan, writer, really fantastic people. And they're on hand to mentor, as well as a whole bunch of other mentors. And then we have two $5,000 grants for ideas that come to us a little bit more fully formed, that we can then get a composer and a writer in a room together to just flesh out an idea and see if maybe this can go somewhere further.
Excellent. And was I correct in assuming that the submissions for this close on 10th of February?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a really long time. We really want to get the message out there, get as many people applying as possible. So, yeah, you've got a bit of time to have a think about it, and you can get in touch with us if you want to chat more.
Indeed. Thank you so much. I'll put the links to this up on the website so people can consider making their submission. Fluxus Opera Lab Program Director, Opera Star, Circus Runaway, Ali McGregor, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER
Thanks
Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.